It's time for WRMJ Senior Spotlight, brought to you by Midwest Bank in Andalusia. Whether you're a first-time or repeat home buyer, they have the right loan for you. And by Reasons Meats in Buffalo Prairie, where you can get top-quality, locally-raised beef and pork products, from farm to table since 1937. Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ Senior Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and today joining me is Levi Buckrop from Rock Ridge High School. And Levi has had a great high school career, and when it comes to And when it comes time, as you look back over your whole high school career, Levi, what are some of maybe the big things that stick out to you?
I'd say the biggest thing is just ever since day one as a freshman, I've kind of established myself as a leader among the class. I've been our student council president all 4 years, and just kind of being close with my class, I'd say, is probably the biggest thing that I look back on. Is I'm fortunate enough to say that our class has been overall pretty close all 4 years, and that's probably one of the bigger things I'd like to been important to me.
Well, one thing your class certainly can all relate to that most classes can, and that's the COVID situation. So how do you feel you and the rest of your class have handled this situation?
Overall, I'd say we've handled it pretty good. I know this year, whenever we were coming back to school, I could kind of see the student morale in the building. It was bad, and to be honest, COVID kind of takes everything that you enjoy in high school and it kind of throws it out the door. Like, you miss all the little things, like just talking to your friends in the hallway and stuff like that. And overall, I'd say we've handled it pretty good. As the years went on, it's kind of loosened up a little bit, and we've been able to get back to some of the normal stuff. And overall, I'd say we've handled it pretty good.
Now, academically, you've done well. You're in the National Honor Society, actually president of that organization, and in the top 10. So what were the classes you enjoyed most during your high school career, or what were the most challenging classes?
I would probably have to say my favorite class has probably been this year's calculus class, and it's probably kind of weird for some people because you think of calculus and everyone hates it, but Mrs. D. Carroll is just one of those teachers that she makes it fun. Like, every day we come in, and I can truly say I feel like she definitely cares about us. We're more than just students to her, and she's made that class pretty fun, and it is still pretty challenging. Another class I liked was last year my English class taught by Mr. Bizzari. He expects a lot out of his students, which it is really challenging. His class is really hard, but he's been there and just kind of helps you through everything, and overall he prepares everyone for the next level, whether it's college or trade school or going into the job force. He's there with whatever questions you have to help you get to where you want to be.
Well, what is on tap for you at the next level? What do you plan to do?
Next year, I will be attending Western Illinois University in Macomb. I plan on majoring in law enforcement and justice administration to hopefully one day be a conservation police officer and return back to the area around home.
And that ties into what you like to do recreationally, doesn't it?
Yep. Outside of school, my family is pretty big bow hunters, and we like to fish. We have a pond on the farm, and just enjoying outdoors has been a major part of my life ever since I was just a little guy.
And you said you also like to do motocross. Tell us about that.
Yep. I've been racing now for about 4 years. I got my first bike when I was 6, and then about 4 years ago I started getting competitive, and ever since then it's been a pretty big part of my summer and into the spring. And there's a couple buddies of mine do it with me, and it just makes it's a fun time. We're not too competitive, but we still like to have fun.
Well, I guess then besides motocross, what are some of the things you're going to miss from your high school days that you really enjoyed?
Just seeing everyone, to be honest. A couple of years ago, I always remember hearing the seniors say how they just couldn't wait to get out of there. And even to this day, I guess I don't really understand that, because a lot of my closest friends are in high school. We spend a lot of time together. We've got, overall, our class is super close. I'd say the biggest thing is just seeing those people. Probably one of the things I'll miss the most.
Well, listen, sir, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on an outstanding high school career, and we want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Levi Buckrop, senior at Rock Ridge High School, my guest today on the Senior Spotlight. This has been WRMJ Senior Spotlight, brought to you by Midwest Bank in Andalusia. Whether you're a first-time or repeat home buyer, they have the right loan for you. And by Reasons Meats in Buffalo Prairie, where you can get top-quality, locally-raised beef and pork products from farm to table since 1937.